What's up, everybody? This is Carrick, and you're probably listening going, this sounds like a weird beginning. Well, it is weird because we had a bunch of audio issues at the end of this podcast. I apologize. I'm going to leave them in because they were happening at different times, and going in there and cleaning that up or cutting that up, most likely I wouldn't be able to finish this. There were three in particular, and you can always hear me during those times as I'm trying to fix the issue. I apologize. They're not super long, but I just wanted to warn you ahead of time. Let's begin. I did adjust it. So everybody who's listening, hopefully that was a quieter transition and wasn't the ear-shattering, explosive, incredibly loud transition it was before. What's up, Danowin? Thank you, everybody, for coming by. It is Reg, me, Johnny, and Silver doing the ACG International Podcast. It was quieter on Android, McLeod says. Excellent. Sounded good to me. Chinny says, some of these names I don't recognize. We have new followers. That's interesting. What are you guys doing here? I'm just joking. Just joking. Citizen Sleeve, what's up? Has Reg had a hair chop? Maybe. Did you get a haircut, Reg? No. He says no. He just combed it. He just took a shower.
Exactly.
It's his first shower of isolation, guys. Come on, man. Come on.
That's how it always looks when I have a shower directly before the podcast. Later on, it fluffs up again.
Yeah. Later on, he looks like he was a lead singer in a punk band. Right now, though, he just comes out. He's demure Reg right now. Yeah. Let's see. What else do we got? Thanks for subbing. Who is that? Let me highlight your name. Baseball Gear, thank you very much. Sorry, your name was in red. I don't know, man. I need a new monitor, I think. Because I don't know about you guys, but some colors on my monitor when the font's really small.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I not the only one? So I'm not the only one that...
I have the same thing. You know what I do? Thank the better God. TV thing allows you to like customize. So you can say like avoid certain colors for chat and things like that.
Right. Yes, I do have that option.
Just makes it more readable. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, dude, red is ridiculously hard when it's like really small font. It's almost like red and black are too close together. You know, they're like the two dark colors or something like that. I don't know. Yep. You need a 300 hertz monitor? No, I fucking don't. Need a three. Humans can't see above 24 frames per second. It's proven.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. What do we got? We have a bunch of stuff we're going to talk about. If you notice, things are a little janky technically. I apologize, but I pretty much almost everybody here had some kind of technical issue before we started. That's why we're 10 minutes late. And I apologize. If you get a chance, spread the word. If you get a chance, follow me on Twitter. If you get a chance, all the other stuff. Let's just go. All right. Let's talk about what we've been playing. We rarely do this. We'll skip Maneater because we're going to talk about it. We'll skip, nobody's doing Saints Row but me. We'll skip any of the like new releases in the last day or so. Has anybody been playing anything else other than those that we're going to talk about anyway?
Yeah.
Go for it. What have you been playing?
So there's a couple things. Warhammer 2, Total War, I've been playing that. There's also a new indie game called Space Haven, which I'll talk about later in the podcast. And I've also been revisiting Dark Souls 3 to play what's called the Cinders mod, which is, it adds like 100 more armor sets and weapons and different connections between areas, so you can do all kinds of crazy routes, all kinds of crazy builds, things like that. It changes some bonfire locations, enemy locations, all that kind of stuff, and it's been a lot of fun.
Very cool. What about you, Silver? Anything?
I've been playing Warhammer 2 as well, and been streaming a lot of Ni No Kuni: Wrath of the White Witch, actually about 16 hours this week.
Yeah, I saw that early morning, like 3 or 4 my time streaming. So I've never been able to.
Yeah, like 12 a.m. my time. The afternoon.
What got you to stream that?
I had wanted to stream it for like a while, and I finally got like a new computer that was actually reliable. And I had time on my hands.
Right, your new computer that broke your back, as all computers do. Computers or your ribs. So this is what happens.
They still haven't healed either, my ribs. Yeah.
This is what happens with all technology, by the way. Anytime you buy new technology, whether it be a TV or a computer, setting it up usually harms you in some way. So give us a general rundown. You got a new Intel, like, game.
Yeah, i9-9900, I think it was.
That's a streaming machine, dude. You could stream three times, play two games, and watch porn all at once. That's amazing. How'd you hurt your ribs?
32 gigs RAM. I was lying on the floor actually, to like with the cords and stuff, and I have a hardwood floor, and my ribs were cranked into the floor, and they got bruised.
Laughing at you, but I am. It happens, man.
Yeah, you should. Rightfully.
Which GPU did you go for?
It's a 2080.
Oh, nice.
RTX.
Yeah. Getting that RTX going.
So I can actually play like it's so nice to actually play like Red Dead in first person 4K at 60 frames. Mm-hmm.
It's a crazy step up, isn't it? It's like,
yeah, it is.
I mean, and admittedly, for that much money, it should be a big step up. Yeah. So it's not like we don't know PC is a step up, but you have to spend a good amount of money to get that leap. And to get that leap is just like, whoa.
Yeah.
So
same thing with like playing ultra army size now in Warhammer.
Right. Because you can do it without like stuttering and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's glorious.
Are you going to go back and like revisit some of these games that maybe gave you issues, or is there an old game you're going to?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't actually play Ni No Kuni in 4K on my old machine. At a decent frame rate. Mm-hmm. I can now, and it looks absolutely gorgeous in 4K.
Yeah.
Damn, that's sweet.
It's 7 years old, but it's still like the remaster in 4K is like one of the most beautiful games ever made. Still,
I like to live vicariously through people who upgrade. Well, even upgrade a console when they go from like one to the next. What about you, Reginald? Reginald. Well, I'm going to go with old English for everybody.
Mostly Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh, okay.
That's the main one.
Nice.
And also started Persona 4 Golden on the Vita.
How do you find it compared to Persona 5?
Carrick looks
very Why confused. Another Persona? Well, we'll get to that. Anyway, answer Johnny's question, sorry.
Still in the opening hours, I'm not at any combat so far.
Okay.
Did you say opening hours, but you haven't had combat yet?
Yeah.
Oh,
so 20 hours.
Dude. Well, it's a Persona game. It's all the story and social interactions and stuff first.
So this is a Vita.
Yes.
What is that? 10 years old now? Vita's 10?
Quite old.
Quite old. Why?
Because I wanted more Persona.
You madman. Nah, it's good. And to be honest, I heard that Persona Golden 4 is like many people have it as their favorite in the series.
That is true.
I would prefer it definitely not on the Vita, but it's only on there, so yeah.
Thank you very much, Just Another Tony, for gifting some sub-aroonies. You rock. As always, thanks for always being a supporter. I was going to ask you, though, Reg, can't you Vita emulate?
No. Well, it's so far Persona 4 at least boots up to the menu and I think like the first couple screens and then it's pretty much over.
No,
the emulator isn't that far.
See.
So for some reason the PS2 emulator is farther than the Vita.
Oh, that one is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That can run anything.
Yeah. By the way, if you didn't
and the
hear,
PS3
Silver
one
said he'll be right
works
back.
Well.
He had to take care of something. Mm-hmm.
I've been actually messing around with the PS3 one because I want to do Demon Souls on the channel. And that one works really well, actually. PS3.
Did you guys see Gears 3 running on PS3? That was crazy. Epic had ported it as a test, and somebody found it and leaked it online. So there's an entire playthrough of Gears on the PS3 leaked online yesterday, I think. And Epic came out and just said, listen, it was a test to see what we could get running on the PS3. I thought that was pretty cool. Thank you, Mark, for subscribing. Thank you, Game Over Man, for subscribing. Doc Tav for subscribing. Man, you guys are some long-term subscribers. Baseball Gear. I'm just scrolling up here real quick as we work through a bunch of them. Thank you, guys. Absolutely appreciate it. So, what have I been playing? Been doing a lot of D&D. I was telling, might have been Takedown, might have been Abzi, might have been in general, but role playing is sort of taken back over almost everything now for me. And I don't know why. I don't know what's really happened, but it's just been like, it started, you know,
it's probably amazing fun, man.
Yeah. And you know, trying to get it set up for the Discord, make sure I'm sort of a perfectionist, so I want it to all be perfect for Discord before we throw it out there, which is stupid. It could have been thrown. Somebody was playing a couple days ago and they were like, dude, you have shit that like Twitch streamers don't even have going on. Like, we're ready. And I'm like, ah, man, we need a sound effect. I need to light you on fire remotely, you know, but we'll get it. We'll get it in there and running. But yeah, I would say D&D has replaced a lot of my games. Sorry, my dog's whining. I apologize. I'm not beating it. It sounds like I am. You know, I haven't been playing any games that aren't for review. Man, I'm just sitting here thinking, like, even looking at my list, I can't move shit around because I'm capturing that particular part of the window. Right. Yeah, I haven't been playing a lot. I am going to go back and do some more Skylanders because the wife has been, like, playing the shit out of it. And I keep hearing that, like, ding-ding-ding. It's almost like Final Fantasy. You know, Final Fantasy had the menu sounds?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, like, you could hear it 6 years later and go, that's Final Fantasy. That's sort of, for me, like Skylanders. When
well,
I hear
the victory song is also a classic.
Remember in Final Fantasy VII, the remake, when Barrett hums it?
Yeah, he's singing it? Yeah.
That was well fucking done, by the way. Because even I, not a huge Final Fantasy fan, when he's like, dun-da-da, I was all, oh, dude.
Straight away. Yeah.
That was awesome. But I've been wanting to return to that, especially because, like, on eBay, you can get the pieces for so cheap now, you know, because the games aren't really supported anymore. So you can get all these, you know, you can get all the figurines, and I'm such a big fan of that. What has everybody been playing in chat? Krelt says D&D is cool and Shadowrun 5th edition is making a comeback since Cyberrun's is big again. I will say one cool thing is, man, we got a ton of role players in the Discord now. It's crazy. Biv, Becca, I think Neurolancer does it. Well, and we've always had Moonraven, who's such a nerd. I love Moonraven. Every time we talk about D&D, he explains stuff he does in games, and I'm like, you're the type of gamer I would never play with. He's like, I was a DM and I killed all my players. It was great. And I'm like, nah, not for me, man.
Yeah. His commitment to board game rules also very commendable.
Oh, dude, I played a board game with Moonraven one time. And who was it? It wasn't Tool. It was the other guy. He's not around anymore. Was it Sounds German? It might have been Sounds German.
It might have been.
And they were in a game together. And that was like, step away, baby.
I remember I used to drive him crazy when we played Secret Hitler, because I would always play the fascist, even when I wasn't.
And that would, and he couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
I love it. He's probably in here right now. Palpatine said, fell back into love with Division, Days Gone. Abzi called me a nerd. Thanks, Abzi. Abzi's never playing D&D again with us. Actually, I don't think he wants to. Cup of Joe says, Valorant. Apex, DayZ, God kill them all with a shiv, I think. Saints Row, the 3 remake, Final Fantasy 14, Warzone. Why does Warzone sound familiar? Is that one of the free?
Yes, it's one of the free-to-play ones.
Yeah, one
right?
of the free-to-play ones. Who is excited for Serious Sam? I am. I saw a little bit of the, like, there's some kind of weird trailer announcement for it. Master, gifted a sub. You rock. Thank you very much. Thick Bamboo. Got it. Thick Bamboo. That's awesome.
What a name, though.
Yeah, some of the names in here. All right. So let's move on from there. What do we got here? Let's talk about, real quick, we're just going to close this out. We'll keep this one short. We are going to talk a tiny bit about Final Fantasy VII, since we hit it a little bit, because Johnny ended it, and Johnny has played the original, remembers it far better than me, so we're going to talk about it sort of a back and forth on what we thought of the ending, and we won't spoil anything.
Yeah.
Did you think it was, like, what'd you think?
Okay, so just a quick background in case people don't know, that was Final Fantasy VII was my first big RPG that I played, and I replayed it a couple years ago or something, so I remember it pretty well. And I went into it with, obviously, you know, high expectations in terms of I wanted it to be a good representation of the original material for people new going into it, for them to get like a fair share of what the original one had to offer. And I think in those terms, I really couldn't have asked for more. I think for people new going into this, they're getting all the juice from the first one. Obviously, I've only played this episode. We don't know what happens in the other games, but you know, just talking about this one, the characters are way more fleshed out for me, in my opinion. More interesting, there's more there. You know, the quests really work well to elevate some of the characters or like explain some of the background and connect them a bit more. I think that the voice acting is phenomenal and great, like animations. I think Silver mentioned he didn't like the animation so much. To me, they worked very well. I think maybe I'm a bit of a sucker because, as you see, I'm biased towards liking it a lot. But, you know, I mean, Tifa, what can you even say? Even people who aren't into the game, they're like thirst club for Tifa. You know, like the model is really well done. Shut up, Reg, you're wrong. The model is really well done, and like she has this sultry voice that I really enjoy. And overall, all of that stuff for me, like the stuff that matters, is really well done. The stuff that they've compromised on, which is like some graphical things, which you notice low textures in places and some pop in at times, and you get the eventual frame drops as well when a lot of stuff is going on screen. I think to me, that didn't matter at all. It never really detracted from the experience for me. They kept the original materia system, which was a huge boon of the original game. And then they added on top the weapon stuff, which essentially allows you to do different builds depending on the weapon you have equipped. You could have one that's magic, and then you could have another one that's like pure physical or like tank, something like that. And I think the two systems worked well together. There are some clunky things, like, for example, after every fight, you have to heal manually by casting spells or using potions. I can't remember the last game that I played like this that didn't have something like just quick heal or quick recover, you know, something that you just press and you're done between fights. Instead, you have to go like, okay, let me move over to Tifa and throw a heal. Let me, you know, move over to Aerith and throw a heal. So that was a bit clunky. Sometimes the camera got the best of you when it was like small spaces, and you know, it's one of those things that happens often, sadly, in these kinds of games. Overall, it was okay, but there were times where, as you say, it was noticeable where you couldn't get it to work even in manual moving around. It did drag on in some of the side quests. However, some of the side stuff is really fun. Some of the mini games, some of the like small characters, without spoiling anything, you know, there's a teacher that has a very interesting nightlife. Let's just say that. And you would never expect that kind of stuff. I, you know, didn't at least. And it really adds for me the quirkiness and stuff. So overall, for me, great representation of the story. The music in it is phenomenal. I can't wait to be able to buy the whole thing, not just like the greatest hits, like the full OST. With all the variations on the themes, I think it works so well. Every time, you know, that there's something with a particular character, they play their theme and like a different variation of it. And for me, it hits home every time. And I think it brings it all together for new people as well in a really powerful way. So there you go. That's my thoughts.
Yeah, I would say overall, I liked it. I think the ending, I get why some people may have had issues with the ending, but personally, I thought it was actually pretty good. Thought they did they sort of did what they needed to do with that game. Even though I think it broke people's backs a little bit, but.
I did want to ask you, Carrick, because it sounded like you weren't too keen on the combat. I think you said, could you give me like your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it was just...
I think it wasn't very convincing.
Right, it didn't flesh out. It was exactly what I worried about when I played that demo, where I was like, this may not be as deep as I wanted. I felt that they held too many summons back from, like, that they could have... They held too much back, where I would have liked that starting to have a couple more spells. And then the jump, dude. No jump button was ridiculous. Like...
Isn't it? Yeah.
It was the dumbest. It just made no sense when it came to the combat at all. And especially when one of the buttons technically doesn't do much on your controller. So you're sitting there going like, dude, you could have thrown the jump button on there. That would have been my biggest real complaint overall. But yeah.
Yeah, and there are many places where you can't use summons. You can use some of the smaller ones. But I found a lot of places, it felt like a lot of places you just couldn't use them. And they were really awesome. The ones that are there, like, you know, Shiva, I think those were incredible, the animations and stuff.
I
wish there were more as well.
It didn't really make sense when they don't even know when the second one's coming out. Like, to me, I would have bombasticized the shit out of this. I would have made it so that people were chomping at the bit for this. And it was like, you know, summons and fucking this and that, so that people were like, oh my God, I can't wait. And instead, I think a lot of people who played that game, I think it was Abzi that I talked to, was just like, huh. It wasn't even anger. It was here and gone. And I just don't think anybody wants to say that about a Final Fantasy, whether it be a remake or, you know, a new one. It's probably not what we were hoping for. But we'll see how it goes. Not a disappointing game. Unique to hear somebody else's thoughts on the ending, especially as somebody like myself who hasn't really, you know, wasn't really dived in as much as you
were. It's interesting because in the original, again, without spoiling anything, in the original you had obviously the full game in three discs, and the ending of the first disc is the ending of this episode.
Yeah.
But in there, there's way less closure in that final fight, let's say, because it continues right after. And in here, they had to change it to give you some like big final thing that's also meaningful within the overarching narrative. It includes Sephiroth, right? All of those things that you would want from the final part of like a full game, let's say. Yeah. So that is quite different. That part is maybe the biggest departure from the original. I think it worked well, to be honest, because like the original wasn't like an incredibly meaningful fight, specifically. And in here it was. It felt like an incredibly long and drawn out fight. Like I had to redo it because I died a couple times, and it was, you know, easily like an hour fighting in there or something.
Master says that's not true at all, though, Johnny. I don't know what he's arguing with you about.
I don't know what you're referring to specifically.
You're wrong.
Feel free to
Master
tweet at me, and we can have it. Yeah.
I don't even really think Johnny even put his foot down on anything, so I don't know how anything could not technically be true. Yeah, that's not a big battle. You're absolutely wrong about what? It's sort of brown, not fully brown. Okay. That was like a Twitter discussion I had today. Holy shit. I was like, here's my thoughts on Maneater, which we're going to discuss next. We'll discuss this. I was like, here's my review for Maneater. And somebody came in and they were like, yeah, so Carrick didn't love it. I'm thinking I may still get it. I haven't really decided yet, but I get those complaints. And somebody else was like, I know what he was thinking. He did this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and I hate ESP people who pretend to have ESP. So I post and I'm like, listen, you're fucking lying. You don't know what was in my head. That's not what I did. I just said, and then they do what people on Twitter do all the time. They pretend that their post didn't start the entire thing. As if you somehow found them on the interwebs and decided to be mean to them. As if their original post didn't start the back and forth in the first place. And I was having this back and forth and I got done with it, and I was like, okay, whatever, because the other person who had started the entire thing was like, I have no clue what this other guy's issue is, you know, like, let's stop this. And I walked away from it, and I thought about it for a little bit, and I was like, you know what? George Carlin had a really good saying, which was that no matter who you meet in life, there's usually approximately 50% of the people in the world dumber than the person you just met. And I was like, how's that possible? Because the person I met is like on the lowest tier of intelligence. Like how fucking stupid are people out there when it comes to games, in particular, when it comes to games? And when it comes to
I'm not dissing
on this Final Fantasy discussion. I'm just saying
Right.
When you look at video game discussion, it makes us all look really bad. Like
I mean, there is that wonderful Mark Twain quote also that goes, I think it's never argue with stupid people. They will drag you down to their level and then beat you with experience.
Beat you with experience, yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it is true. It's just, it's really weird, especially when it comes to video games. It seems augmented for some reason. I've never really quite understood why it's so high and like crazy, you know, when it comes down to it. If you spoil anything, I will ban you. Yes, of course. I mean, we're not fucking idiots here, so feel free, spoil away. I'll ban the fuck out of you forever. So moving on from there, I mean, you just have like, do it, you'll be gone. I'll just tell everybody not to look and I'll ban the fuck out of you forever. Moving on from there, let's discuss a little bit about Maneater. So Reg and I have played Maneater. What I'm gonna do, my review's out there, my top five things. Well, it started out with
five, maybe six. Yeah.
It started out with six. I was telling Abzi, and then five on my list. I had this fucking notepad, and no lie, number five said number five.
Nice.
So I don't know what I was. I was like jotting these down. So I did it. I did five things, and then also a review. But I want to hear what Reg thinks of Maneater, because I think he'll agree, but we'll have to see. So, what are your thoughts overall of what you played?
Well, it's pretty much what I expected. I played only 1.5 hours so far, so not terribly long. But the pattern is quite obvious.
Mm-hmm.
It's always eat 10 of that, eat 5 of that, eat 10 of that, maybe destroy something and eat 10 of that again. So the variation is very limited,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, yeah, that's what I more or less expected. What I didn't quite expect, though, is that in that 1.5 hours, I almost killed already half of all the top
the
guards,
humans.
Top 100. Yes, exactly.
Right. Is that not weird?
That part I did not expect.
Yeah.
Because I opened that screen, I saw two rows of them, was mm-hmm. like, okay, I mean, that could maybe last throughout the game, but then not even a full 2 hours. It's already the half of them are gone. They're not difficult, really. Jump on them and then jump them up like all the others.
Right.
I mean, there is something to be appreciated about the fact that even though they're bosses, they don't really have like super health bars. They die like people, because they are people.
Well, yeah. It's a power fantasy. I mean, it for sure is.
Well, yeah.
You know, Reg is right, though, and I mentioned that in the review. It's weird because you take out one dude, and I'm accustomed to taking out one guy, and then more guys won't just show up. But the game just continues to throw generic enemies at you, which continues to raise your shark star level. And then another major bad guy comes, and you're like, well, wait. And then you just chew through these fatties, because most of them have just been doing nothing but bathing in donuts and KFC. I mean, like, this chick shows up.
Oh, I saw two of them on, like, a paddle boat or something.
Yeah.
And no lies, they were more than the boat.
Right, yeah, it's awesome. I mean, they do such a great job of making all the humans look nasty. However, I don't know about you, I loved exploring in Maneater. Have you done any of that? Just swam around and like looked at found collectibles? Have you done any of that yet, Reg?
Yes, collectibles, like the weird underwater, mm-hmm. like he made this sculpture out of something and now it's back to the ocean kind of stuff.
Yeah. I really liked that. And that's where it became very zen-like to me.
Flopping around on land. I could swim over there, but I could also just
is there a time limit,
so
or can you just flop
you
around
can run out of oxygen. You'll level that up, but you can run out of oxygen and then like suffocate, but
that's
it's
awesome,
like,
though.
You run out of air and then you have life, so again, it's a power fantasy. There's no the game just isn't that
and if you
difficult.
Die it's just like respawn and,
yeah
I mean there's three
admittedly, you can, I will say, if you do go against an enemy who's way above you, so if you're like level 5 and you go to a level 15 alligator, they'll
The alligator, dead. Early hours I was like level 2 or very insane. Level 8 alligator is like, ooh, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
And then I was saw another one. I was drinking a level 3. Oh, a level 15 albino alligator. Nope.
Yep. Yeah, right, they will destroy you. Or you'll be fighting a mako, but you'll accidentally go into like an alligator's area and you'll get two alligators and a mako on you and you're just like,
yep.
It can get crazy, but the difficulty is not bad. I don't know if it's not balanced. It may just be their thing. I mean, it's not a... It reminds me a little bit of SnowRunner. SnowRunner, you can't really die. You can flip a car. Then you can go get another car to pull your car out. And what happens with this is you die, and then you respawn, but it's Zen-like. Like, dude, I'm telling you, I spent like 6 hours, night before last, just swimming and finding collectibles and really having
nice.
Not fun time, but like that comfort, that flow, you know, podcast was on, just like,
yeah,
swimming and enjoying.
That's a big boon that the swimming feels good. It's almost like in Spider-Man that the swinging felt good.
Right.
Was a big part of it. Right.
It's a good point. It's a good point. What are we going to say, Reg?
One of the best parts so far was when you have, well, your mission is currently eating humans again. Getting to the beach, like eating up everyone in range, and then they actually pull back. Like they're not smart. They're not smart at all. Like they will literally just stand in front of you,
yeah,
scream, and wait for you to eat them. So, but the rest of them did at least move away, and then you had to do the thing where you jump out on land and actually jump up towards them on the pier.
Yeah, that's awesome. By the way. Really, so that people part. Know, I was spray painting today. They don't think I didn't wash my hands. I can't get that shit off. I just realized I'm telling people to wash their hands. And then I looked at my hands. I'm like, Jesus, it looks like I masturbated a stump. I think with that game, $20 would have been a good price. I mean, I don't know. I think $20 would have been a really good price. I think there would have. We're going to talk about this. I think difficulty needs to be something you can choose in games, and this game is too easy. And I think that does hurt it. I think it really does hurt it. I think that with some difficulty, especially because I love the stealth parts. I don't know if Reg has got here. Well, yeah, because he faced some of the higher level creatures, but some
stealthy
of the higher...
shark.
Yeah, dude, it is. It's like solid shark.
No,
for a second,
for me, it was more like, there's an alligator over there that could kick my butt, or, well, basically eat me.
Yeah.
So I just jump across land instead.
Oh,
so I didn't do this. I didn't do the stealth.
That's okay. I see. There you go. I had not tried that, but it's too bad because there's a lot in that game that's actually quite enjoyable.
As for the price, at least on the Epic Store, it is currently $27 with
the
sale going.
Yeah, it's
on.
Down. So, I just don't know. You really have to know what that game's offering. And it is a power fantasy. You're a fucking shark. You know, you got and you're a shark that can, you know, upgrades. And the upgrades are crazy. Like, you already have a 5-foot bite radius, and then suddenly you're able to electrify your teeth. And you're like, Jesus, really?
Whoa.
Like, I mean, what are you going to add to me? I'm already dangerous as hell, especially against humans. That's another thing. So you've got, hey, what's up, Michelle? So you've got humans, right? And then you have these, what do we call them? The hunters. Well, the hunters aren't really, they can do some damage, but they don't kill you very often. The creatures do, but the bonuses you get really don't help against the creatures as much. Like, if that makes sense. They're not really anti, I guess the one that poisons. Did you get that one yet, Reg? I got one that
jet. I only got the electric and an upgrade for the sonar and stuff like that, but no poison.
There's one that poisons, like jets. I don't know what orifice this is coming out of now that I think about it, but it jets like poison out and it slows down enemies, which is pretty cool. But it doesn't really affect the thing you would want it to affect. It's just, I don't know, man. It's just a weird game.
Yeah, exactly. And like Andrew said, the hunters have the disadvantage of healing you by being food. Yeah.
Dude, it's so true.
You can basically be in the middle of them. They shoot at you, and you're just like, okay, jump, jump, jump. Health back up.
Yep.
Again, next one.
And, jump, launching onto their boat, which, admittedly, they do a pretty good. It's janky, but there are times where it looks fantastic when, like, you're chewing a dude, and you're coiled up on their boat, and their boat is flipping over, and you roll into the water while you've got a guy in your mouth, and then you can hear them scream, and when they go into the water, it changes to underwater. So they'll be like, ah, and they're screaming. They're
that's
like,
cool.
And you're like, although... so great.
I did stream it to someone in Discord today, though, and like the first thing he said was like, I don't think I would scream shark while I was being eaten. Which is quite true.
Yeah,
right.
So often while you eat them up, there's like, shark! Yeah, really.
That is true.
I did want to ask you guys, because the thing that excited me the most about your review was seeing the shark become bigger with levels, and the idea of going back to like prior levels as a bigger shark was awesome to like maybe fight alligators and stuff. But how do you have like customization options as well, just like purely cosmetic stuff, or is it mainly just based around the perks you pick up?
Just perks. Well, oh, wait a minute. There's a
no
skin.
Shark skins?
No, there is. I saw this on DLC, but I didn't. DLC.
Oh, yeah, there was a pre-order skin.
There was a pre-order skin, but I don't think I got it, and it was like a tiger shark or something.
Yeah.
To that point, yeah.
I think with like some scarring or something.
Yeah. I think so. But I will say, dude, there's something so cool about this game when you're like underwater and the seaweed is around you and you're like exploring ancient, you know, it looks like Atlantis, and there's a Planet of the Apes joke in there with like a fake Statue of Liberty that's like underwater, and you're just swimming, gliding through, and your shark has like blue teeth and there's like weird laser. Oh, it's pixelated. It's not you, Johnny. It's me.
Is it in your end?
Yeah, it's
it happens on Discord sometimes. It's a bitrate thing on Discord.
Yeah, and it's Discord. I think it's how I'm capturing Discord, because I am capturing it different. There's something about it that's just, man, I'm into Zen games lately. You know, it's been so nice to have these games like SnowRunner. And I got, I guess people were mad about SnowRunner. I don't know exactly what it was. Oh, they were mad about there was a DLC car in SnowRunner, which is funny because I didn't use the DLC car in SnowRunner until the last hour I was collecting footage. I had used the pickup and then upgraded the pickup. And so there was like this hubbub at first about SnowRunner. I think that's pretty much died down. And what you have is this really cool Zen game. Then you've got this. There was another game that came out recently that I remember us talking about on this podcast. Darn it. I don't remember the title. But that was very like laid back. It's cool in isolation, you know, to just like, or I've gone into chat. You guys have all been streaming, which is great, in the Discord, jumping into the Discord and just seeing people randomly straight. Like, I will admit, I think Yakuza is, this is going to sound weird, I think Yakuza is sort of Zen. It's just like, you know, cause I think
at least with the regular enemies, it's not difficult.
Right. And
it's just
like,
cool.
Abzi's walking around, there's a dude in his underwear, his diaper, fucking, you know, like in a cutscene.
Oh, that guy.
And you're just like, it's just laid back. There's such a cool time. This is the thing I'm worried we're all going to lose when, you know, when real life returns, is this sort of communal, like laid back Zen type moments that we get, which has been very enjoyable to me. But Abzi says best franchise. Oh, for Yakuza? Yeah, I know you've been.
Yeah.
He's been deep diving into that.
I've been playing it a bit as well, Yakuza 0, and like within the first moments, you're already doing karaoke and drinking and stuff. It's great.
Yeah, they're too Japanese for me, I'm afraid.
Oh, are they? Really?
Yeah. I think we've talked about that before.
I didn't remember, but we probably did. I can see that. See that.
But I mean, you play like Nino and you love it, and that's really Japanese too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where's the line?
I mean,
buying panties out of fucking machines. Probably.
Ni no Kuni isn't really Japanese in its feel and tone. Like it's very traditional fable and fairy tale in that sense. Like, Yakuza seems to play on a lot of, like, very heavily, like, archetypical Japanese stereotypes and trends and tropes that I'm not a huge fan of.
I get it. Molotov said that life hasn't really changed for her, and I was laughing about this. Oh, sorry, Silver. I was just going to say I was laughing because I was telling somebody who was asking me how's life changed. I'm like, well, for me, it's not that it's changed for me. It's changed for everybody around me. So now I have more time. Now we have weird similarities that we didn't have before because I was already working at home. And so now that they are, there's a similarity there. But anyway, you were still talking. What were you saying?
It's similar to, like, to me, there's a dichotomy where I'm not a huge fan of anime like Dragon Ball Z with very harsh, angular lines and spiky hair and giant swords and stuff. But like Studio Ghibli with softer lines and stuff
is fine.
I'm very much into. Yeah,
that makes sense. I mean, dude, artistically, there's been games where I'm sure everybody's expecting me to like, and there's something, you know, where like about them, like you said, like a sharp line where you just your brain is like, this is not for me.
Mm.
Like it just does not work for me. That's completely normal. So I do want to ask Johnny, because I haven't got to check this out. So Space Haven. Let's discuss this. So this is a space station builder.
Yep. Yeah. So this caught me by surprise. And, you know, shout out to Princess Ruby, who hangs out in the chat sometimes. She pointed me to this game, and it's kind of like a RimWorld light, way more accessible, and it's in space. So you have a space station of your own, and you can expand the hull and, you know, do with it whatever you want. You have crew members, just as you would in RimWorld, and each crew member has like personality traits and the skills. So maybe one is good at mining, right? One is good at shooting, that kind of stuff. And they have interactions between them as well. So, you know, in my game, I'm telling people funny jokes, and another person is getting rejected by someone, and now they're sad, right? That kind of, you know, social stuff from RimWorld is there. But it's much more easy to get into. RimWorld, very overwhelming at first. That game, within the first hour, I already knew like the basic systems. And there's not only there's building and like management of the colony or space station, but you can mine asteroids, and the animations are fantastic for the pixel art stuff. It's so good. You can also explore derelict ships. So you take your shuttle and you can actually fly off and go into a derelict ship and then explore it, ransack it, and you'll run into aliens and you have to shoot them. And that part of the game plays out like an RTS. So you have your guys there, and you can box select them like you would in an RTS, and shoot people, and then, you know, ransack the place, go back to your ship, continue building. It's that kind of thing. So it's now in early access, but what's there is really bug-free in my experience so far, playing 4 hours. I haven't run into any issues, very solid. They're going to add a bunch of stuff that they already have in the roadmap programmed, and it's, I think, about $20 right now on Steam. So it gets a big recommendation from me.
Very cool. Yeah, I was just looking at it right now. It actually looks sort of up my alley. I like those games on Android, though. Lately, I've been like enjoying a lot of those kind of games that look like that on mobile more than I have been on, you know, a PC. I think it's because sitting and clicking versus like laying back in, you know, and just like maybe having a show on and playing has been a little bit more enjoyable lately for me for some strange reason. I don't know. Might just be because we're all sitting all the time. We're all going to end up with hemorrhoids from this fucking from the coronavirus. Thank you, by the way, everybody. I just saw some people join up with Patreon. You rock. I appreciate it. But no, it is weird though. Do you guys feel unhealthy, man? I've been posting a shit ton of pictures, workout. I'm freezing. Sorry, in my Discord. I'm freezing again. I apologize. I don't know what it is. Windows. But I don't know about you guys. I've been working out like. I was already working out a lot, man. I've been working out like twice a day now. Have you guys like stepped up your workouts because you feel a little less physical, you know, with your the way your current gen. No, Red just like no, I work out less, man. I can't hear him. Did my audio die? Can you guys hear me? Give me a thumbs up. Jesus. Audio died for me. Can you hear me? Thumbs up. They can only hear me. I saw, okay, guys, give me 1 second. Let me check something. I may have to call these guys back. Yeah, audio device died. Windows has been a complete bitch. All right, guys, we'll be right back. I'm going to hang up on these dudes. And yes, that's exactly what happened. The sound card completely died. I'm going to hang up and I'm going to call them right back. I apologize. Give me 1 second. You guys might be able to still hear me. I don't know. I'm going to leave this. Leave it. Sound blaster burst. That's exactly what happened. Can you guys still hear me? Somebody say if you can hear me in there. Yeah, we hear you. Okay, great.
True.
I can hear him. All right.
Great. Are we back?
Yeah, we're back. The sound blaster died. I think this is honestly, I was blaming Windows. I think I probably shouldn't. I think I have too many things plugged into my USB devices. So I just installed two more hubs and I went into Windows.
Ah, you bastard.
Yeah, so I have like 60 USB devices now. And Windows was like, this morning, I noticed some weird shit going on in Windows and I was like, that might be too much shit finally plugged in. Like, because I have 14 hard drives, the Roland, an HDMI device, now two extra hubs. So anyway, what's up, everybody? Right. We're back and we kept going. So we were good.
Boom.
Yeah, and we got some watchers, which just goes to show you people don't want to see us. They would rather have seen us not showing anything. Right. And we got more people.
3 or 5 minutes.
Yeah,
things are always more entertaining when they go wrong, right?
We'll be at like fucking 300 people. People just be like, "This is the best stream ever." Anyway, what the hell were we even talking about?
So I think
space station.
Well, I was talking about Space Haven, and then I think you went on to say something else,
useless,
which now
don't
escapes
worry about
me.
It. Yeah, it was useless, I'm sure. All right, let's look here at the list of shit we got. Let's go with Reg's free stuff.
Free stuff.
So
all
this
right.
is free stuff Woo! Games, guys, games that are free on the various different platforms.
Yes. So, I mean, free, totally free. There's only one of those. The rest are subscription ones. So start off with that one. It's Civilization 6 on the Epic Store, which is currently free.
Awesome.
Next game is currently unannounced. During the sale, they switched over to mystery games that only get revealed when they get unlocked for whatever reason. For Twitch Prime, we have Silence, which is, I think, an adventure game, and The Last Tinker. On Xbox Live, we have Overlord 2. Xbox Gold. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And Game Pass is Alan Wake for PC and Xbox, Plebe Quest for PC, Cities Skylines for PC and Xbox, Fractured Minds for Xbox, and Golf with Your Friends for Xbox.
Damn. Let's see.
Golf with Your Friends is a lot of fun, man.
Yeah. City Skylines, the ones I know about, Overlord 2. Civ 6, City Skylines.
Obviously, Civ 6 is a massive time sink.
Oh, yeah.
If you're into that kind of stuff. Sure. I mean, that's amazing value if you're into that.
I don't know Plebe Quest. I'm assuming that means plebe, like, you know, like new.
Plebeian, yeah.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I haven't played that one. I don't know what Silence is. That's from Twitch. So that means you have to have a Twitch Prime account. Is that how you get that one?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Which we get with Amazon Prime. So, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, so I've got that. And then Fractured Minds. Don't know what that is. Haven't heard about that one. Damn. Yeah, there's a lot, man. I mean, it's insane how many free games there are right now for the different systems if you just follow. What's up, Sengor? Your name, I'm sorry. You rock for subscribing 14 months in a row, but your name is completely unpronounceable to me. So
Sergio.
Dude, it's just some glorious with threes and L's and all these. It looks like a password from Windows. Oh, that's what we were talking about. Health. So
it's Sergio. Oh, yeah. It's a Spanish
name.
That's
why we quickly forgot again.
Wait. With all the numbers and shit?
Yeah, it's Sergio.
He's using that. He's using all the threes and shit to somehow mean Sergio.
Yeah.
In what world does that work? Anyway. No. Workouts. So you guys have not been upping your workouts.
I have been, okay. Yeah. Not really because of the quarantine, but just because it's something I've been pushing for, basically. Trying to do a bit more. But nothing like crazy. You know, just like do the grain of sand every day, basically, you know, a bit more.
Gotcha. Yeah, dude, I've been, man, I don't know, maybe it's nervous energy now, but it's like every morning now for 2 hours, I've been working out already. And wow. Now it's been like 3 hours. And then yesterday it was 3 hours. Then it was an hour again. Then it was like 45 minutes again. And I'm just out there on the running machine running. And like, I my wife had come out. She's like, "You're still out here?" And I was just running on the running machine. And like, I don't know what it is. It just must be really like pent up, it, nervous.
Has that affected like how you feel in general? Like, do you feel, I guess, you know, better, more energetic as a result?
Dude, even though all my life I've gone up and down weight-wise, whether I'm skinny or not, I've always worked out a shit ton, so I've never felt unhealthy. There's been a couple times when I was really heavy into YouTube where I wasn't getting a workout where, yeah, you get like a leg pain, and you'd be like, fuck it, I'm dying. I'm going to have a stroke. You know, you just like, I'm dead. I might as well kill myself. You know, you get like, I got thick blood, I'm dead. But overall, I always try to do something, so normally I don't feel that way. I would say the big thing is my back, because since I was young, it's been bad. That makes me feel old, even when I was 18. Mm. Like, a bad back is what you hear. It's weird because everybody seems to have a bad back. Young people, old people, but you think of it as an old person thing. So when I was 18, I already had a bad back. And that's only just progressively, like, got worse, right? I don't know of anybody who, like, has a bad back. And
very
suddenly
rare for coming back from that.
Yeah. Right. Suddenly it's like,
I mean, it's like glasses. You're not magically going to not need glasses.
Dude, it's ridiculous. So I would say that's the big thing. But, yeah, I've been working out. It's, I don't know. Yeah, a shit ton. Like, unbelievable. Like, and then, like, in the middle of the night cleaning the garage with a vacuum. Like, I don't know. It's not crank, by the way, just so people know. I'm not on methamphetamine. But it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was out there vacuuming the edges of the gym and getting it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I get that way sometimes. You know how it is. You get a focus on something. Well, like Reg, it's like one day he's like, he was streaming and then he's like, oh, I want to learn Japanese. I guess that's the way it is.
Yeah.
You know, except for me, it's usually martial arts and then it's boxing and then it's lifting weight. You know, I adjust. And right now it just seems to be everything. For your Tinder account? Yeah. No, it's not for my Tinder account. Michelle says, I learned I can do an actual perfect Wookiee sound. What perfect special voice skill do you guys have? That's a good point. I'm very good at mimicking voices when I sing. But I don't.
Yeah, I can do a decent raspy voice when I sing, like Bryan Adams style.
Oh, no shit.
That's about like, it.
Everything I do, that kind of stuff. Kinda. I'm very good at turning every song into a Metallica song. I don't know.
Oh,
why.
Nice.
You know how
Metallica,
yeah. Ooh, yeah. So like I was singing Baby Baby from Amy Grant one day as Metallica and didn't realize it. I, in my brain, thought it was a Metallica song. And one of my friends was like, dude, that's Amy Grant, Baby Baby. That's like a 1980s pop song. And I'm like, baby, baby. And he's like, no, dude, it's not a Metallica song. That would be my special skill. Homer Simpson. Somebody says they can do Homer. Ooh, I wish I could. Yeah, I can't do Homer Simpson. I can't do any. I do really bad, really bad racist accents. So I don't do that.
Nice. Stereotypical. Wow. Love it.
And, you know, years ago it was okay, but like adding an O at the end of every word to sound Spanish. And we've done that in the where I'll be like burrito like, you know, I'm getting a Pepsi O and I'll be like, it's perfect Spanish. Like that kind of shit.
Fluent. Yeah.
Fluent Spanish.
I used to be able to do like instruments a cappella like the Mills Brothers.
No shit.
It's been so long since I did it. I don't know if I could still do it. Like, like Caravan. Like,
Oh yeah, see, I can't do anything like that. What about you, Reg?
No.
What like do you that. Got, Reg?
Not nothing really. Maybe I.
No, Reg has a good evil laugh. Give us your evil laugh, Reg.
There we go. So.
Let's go.
No, I don't. I can't right now.
No, that's actually pretty evil.
No, he's on the spot, but no, you know, it's pretty good.
I could do much better.
Oh, Game Over Man was in the chat when I turned She's Like the Wind Beneath My Wings from Patrick Swayze into a Metallica song. I forgot. I did do that.
Oh, isn't that just learn Reg's to let go, you must.
Indiosis?
Yeah.
Pretty
not
much.
Not quite. I'll stop if he doesn't again, right?
What else do we got here? Abzi's gift and subs. Thank you very much, Abzi. Useless for everything else, but gives subs. So there's. I'm just joking. He's not. He's very humble. He took a wound for me today, trying to help me with the channel. I feel bad for him. So thank you very much, Abzi, as always. Definitely appreciate the help. I was gonna say he took a shot for me, and I did sort of say that, but that sounds sexual. And so I like
yes
steered the other way because yeah. I didn't.
I like how you still said it.
No, that would be more sexual if it was from me rather than for me.
That is true. That is true. Hey, dog! Yeah. Shut up! Shut the fuck up! Can you hear him?
No.
He's just singing. He's just he's just out there. I got shot for you, man. No, you didn't. Nobody got hurt. All right, next up. Oh, Reg. Let's discuss this. Yes. If this is Reg's, G2A pays Factorio devs?
No,
is that Johnny's? Wasn't. Oh, God. Did my audio die again? You guys there? Can anybody in the stream hear me? Okay. Give me 1 second. Jesus. Wait a minute. That's not... Okay, give me 1 second. I think I know how to fix this without doing any of the crap. I apologize, everybody. Give me 1 second. I'm not going to hang up on these guys. I think I know how to fix this. I don't think it's Windows. Give me 1 second. Oh, my God. Come on, baby. Okay, here we go. Oh, whoa, it's gone. The audio device is gone. Okay, give me 1 second, everybody. Sorry. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, dude, it's dead. What the fuck? All right, we're good. We're good. Sorry about that. Okay, here we go. So, we're perfect. Fuck, this wire's just plugged into nothing over here. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Is anything working? Hello, testing. 1, 2, 3. Can you guys hear me? Look at this.
There's no.
Ooh,
no.
We're coming back. We're coming back.
We're back? Yeah.
We're coming back. Oh, and I moved the.
I think we're back.
I think we're backed. I moved the picture a little bit. They say only Carrick still? What? No. They can hear you.
No, okay, people are saying they.
Why yeah, you guys talk, it's fine. I'm gonna figure out shit to unplug. So.
Uh-oh.
All right. Uh-oh. Okay, start unplugging stuff.
That is what's happening. Like, legit, that is for sure what's happening. So I'm.
It's going to be like that game with the tower where you're taking stuff out of it so that it, in a way that it doesn't
Jenga?
Totally topple over. That yeah, Jenga. Exactly thank you.
I was rather imagining he's unplugging devices and the light in the room gets brighter and brighter because there's more power.
So USB, by the way, the USB lights do that. That's why I think it is for sure. Hey, shut up. Give me a thing. Okay, so anyway, what were we talking about? We were talking about, G2A.
The G2A thing.
So go for it.
John. G2A, right. Okay, so G2A as a lot of people know they're a bit shady, and there have been cases reported where stolen keys have been sold on the site. And recently, they settled with the Factorio devs with $40,000, just a little under $40,000, because there were, you know, a good number of stolen keys being sold on the site. And in there, I guess, to be fair to them, they did actively, you know, seek out people to like investigate whether this was happening or not. And, you know, according to them, they were keen on getting to the bottom of it. And once they did, they offered a settlement for 10 times the value in keys that were sold as a compensation to the Factorio devs, which is the aforementioned more or less $40,000. So, you know, they were compensated. And as far as we know, G2A were not in the know, and they were keen on getting to the bottom of it. But again, G2A has been in the middle of a lot of shady issues like that. So, but yeah. I thought it was cool that at least, you know, the Factorio devs did get a fair compensation. And
yeah, very cool. Yeah. I mean, when it comes down to it, you look at like these companies and stuff like that. I'm sure G2A would rather have it always be above board, but then they're not going to get as good of a deal. Obviously, some of this stuff, you know, they hinge on this gray market kind of thing. So.
Okay, can I just address, because some people are saying it's not close, not even close to true, Johnny. Look, I'm basing this off an article
Johnny.
I read in the
Johnny,
Washington Post.
I think they're teasing you. From
my
the
being
other
trolled?
Person who said who said you were completely wrong.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Cheers. Thanks, Andy.
Yeah. I don't know if that's what they're doing or not. You never know with chat, right? If somebody's trolling you. So what I assume is I'm gonna troll them over the top as hard as humanly possible. That way if they troll me back, fuck. G2A got caught with draws down. See, here's the problem. When you try to write something and give data and then fuck up what you're writing, it always ruins that first moment. He meant to say drawers down.
Yeah.
But have you ever done that in Discord when you're trying to like respond to somebody and you type it you're like, it's not the right word, and you're all fuck, because it ruins everything. It does the comeback, everything is ruined. If Friends had a great episode where
it's like writing an angry email and then having typos in it.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
God damn it.
Dude, it's so ridiculous. And you're in the right, you know, like maybe you're in the right, but it doesn't matter because you just sounded like a jackass when you did it. Yeah. Chandler did one in Friends where he says somebody wants their baby shirt back and he says baby shirt black and everybody teases him and
oh man,
they know the joke but they just bring up that error and it's like that's what it feels like, that like you're just like, I just, you know what I meant, but it doesn't matter. It's like explaining the joke, right? When you have to explain the joke, it's just ruined at that point. Long story short,
the G2A thing, I didn't read the whole thing, but the one portion that did stand out to me is they did confirm that 198 keys had been stolen keys that were sold via G2A out of a list of 321 that the publisher had provided them. So for me, in percentage-wise, it's a fucking high percentage.
Yeah.
So a high percentage. Give me an explanation. What's high?
Well, if someone gives you 320 keys and says that those are stolen, please investigate if they came from your side and 2/3 of those came from that side. That's
high percentage. Okay.
So I guess your point is if it was a low number, you would say it's an oversight or it's plausible that it's an oversight. But if it's a giant number.
From amongst the fishy sites, G2A is the most popular one, is basically my takeaway.
Yeah, right. Like, I mean, they're not the only one. Obviously.
Yep.
I mean, I think most people, until this became a deal, I think most people were buying those codes without knowing. They just didn't. I don't think I knew anything about the gray market until probably 3 or 4 years of it existing. Like, look up, I want to buy this game and it comes up cheaper. Humans, right?
Yeah.
When we shop. How do you shop? You look for deals. So you're just like, oh, that's a deal.
Yeah,
and
casual buyers don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're just like, I don't know how, you know, you don't, as long as it's not pirated, as in they're not saying buy this crack from us, then you're just like, oh, it must be legit. And then we find out later it's not legit.
sort of. But if you see 30 sellers selling it for $20 and one of them sells it for $2, you're like, yeah, it's a bit fishy, but whatever. I want a $2 deal.
But I
like, you still question it.
I did not think those were fishy at first because I did not know how the person got it. Like,
right.
I don't know what the two means. Let's talk about transitions for money in different nationalities too. That was another thing. Where if somebody sold you a Russian key, but in Russia, that key is super cheap. For the longest time, I don't think anybody batted an eye. Uh-oh. Did the card go bad? Are you guys there? I'm super sorry, guys. I've unplugged everything. I've unplugged everything. I'm going to keep talking. I'm just going to reset this as we're sitting here. Can't reset it. The card's gone. Okay, I'm going to move this. Everybody stay here. Fuck shit. You know what? Maybe Silver should stream from now on. Brand new PC. Fuck it. Silver? All right, here we go. Sorry, people. Fixing it now. Damn. Are we back? We'll be back in a second. What's up, everybody? This is Carrick with ACG. Hey.
Oh, we're back.
Dude.
Are we back?
My PC is like against the wall. And so to get it, I have to rest my head against the wall and then drag my head down. So my back is like this. It fucking hurts my back so bad. Got it. I don't think I got it fixed, so I'm sure it'll go bad again. But anyway, long story. You know what, though? This is what everybody gets for their patron money. The best of the best.
Yeah.
Right? I was just thinking, people, you are like, I gave him $5. Can he not get a USB device that fucking works? No, I can't. That $5 was spent on these delicious peanut butter Snickers and... That's where your patron money went. No, I'm just joking. I have no clue. I'll get it fixed. It didn't happen this morning on the podcast. I hope it doesn't happen on Maddie's. Anyway, you know what, though? Like I said, best of the best. Highfalutin tech podcast. Everybody's like, just when they see me suggest tech, they're like, uh-uh. Next time I suggest tech, somebody will be like, dude, shut up. Just shut up.
Just add another USB hub in between.
Okay, I have done that. I have definitely hooked a hub up to a hub before if I needed to.
It's not working? Okay, let's add another power top in between.
It's like a power supply. Yeah,
it's powered. Right? It has to be good.
Exactly. I've had extension cords plugged to extension cords. So the worst one was in my garage. I had a oil heater. Do you guys use those where you guys are from? Where it looks like a radiator. It heats up oil. They work really well because they don't require a lot of energy once they get warm. And I had it in the garage. And my maintenance guy came over to fix something. He's like, you realize you had a fire in the garage, right? I'm like, what? No, why? And we go out there and look, and I had taken 3 extension cords so that I could get it and then coiled one of the extension cords because it's like a 60-footer, but I only needed like 6 feet. I didn't want to buy one. So I used a 60-foot extension cord, which raises up the heat, the resistance, and it lit on fire underneath something. Somehow it didn't burn the house down. But it was like a jet black mark on the concrete. So I'm just saying, trust me. Oh, when I talk about electronics, believe me. I'm just saying, in the Discord, if you guys... Oh, whoops, my audio is over the top of my picture there, too. Okay, here we go. Best of the best, baby. Best of the best. Anyway.
Nice.
G2A. Pirated. Yes. Pirated copies. That's it.
Yes.
That's all we
so have. So they remain shady. They're in the middle of a lot of stuff. So I was not defending, like Andy seems to think we were kind of defending. We're not defending G2A. They've been in the middle of a lot of scandals. It's, you know, if you can go to more legit places, definitely do. I was just happy because at least the Factorio devs got a good compensation out of it.
Yeah. You know what? Andy's just being an ass. He's just being mean to you. It's okay to support those kind of companies. I think we should support more pirates. I'm just pissing everybody off now. Now it's just like I'm just going after everybody.
Exactly. We should stop buying games and just buy Steam accounts.
Buy Steam accounts. Dude, they're there. Yeah. Just buy them. Like, I'm going to look up right now. I'm just going to buy Steam accounts.
Like, there's really cheap sellers who sell you 100 Steam accounts in one go.
This Steam account has 130 games on it. It must be legit.
Exactly.
I'm buying it for $1.50 Russian rubles. So, fuck off.
It even has a 6-month guarantee. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't guarantee it if it wasn't legit, dude. Exactly. I mean, what the fuck? Okay. Let's talk about Ghost of Tsushima. All right. So, Ghost of Tsushima. I talked about this. Andy says, I'm the victim here. So I talked about this a couple weeks ago. No, maybe it was last week where we were discussing this. And I was saying I wanted a game. Shut up, dog. I wanted a game that was a little easier, but still like Dark Souls. And, you know, in its combat. And then I saw a post. Johnny clarified a little bit of this for me. But I saw a post that basically indicated the combat was going to be super, super difficult. Okay. Am I still there?
For a moment, you were gone.
For me, it's fine. Okay. It's good on my end for now.
That was super, super difficult, but then now I'm going to talk real fast. That was super difficult, and that one or two attacks would end up killing you, and I saw some people on Twitter this morning going like, God, do we need another game like this? And I firmly believe, no, we don't, that I would like to see, whether it be difficulty, and I'm not into this accessibility thing. There's a difference between difficulty and accessibility. One is the entry into, and one is the continuation of. Go look those fucking words up in the dictionary, and then we can talk about it. Because if you're fighting as if they're the same thing, they're absolutely not the same thing. But these guys, and Ghost of Tsushima looked like it might be easier. But now I'm seeing this kind of stuff, and I was just wondering what you guys think. Combat was mostly one-shots, looks like. In Ghost of Tsushima, it did look like that, but they did say that they were going to make it easier. And then this morning's post said it was going to sound harder. Now, Johnny, I think, looked up a Twitter and saw a post from IGN.
So there's two things, right? There's a post from IGN saying, Sucker Punch describes Ghost of Tsushima Samurai Combat as...
This is just like when Takedown tries to talk in Discord and it cuts out his important shit, and fucking Johnny is trying to talk and it cuts off. And I swear to you guys, I'm not doing this on purpose. I'm gonna try one thing. I'm super sorry for this. This will be the last time. If it doesn't work, we'll cut it. Okay. Holy shit. What is going on? Dude, I'm serious. I've got some reviews for hardware. You should check them out. Definitely trust me. Okay, here we go. Johnny, you be ready to talk, man. Be ready. Okay, here we go. Shut up, dog. Watch this shit. Perfection, baby. Gonna work for sure. Okay. Oh. Man. What the fuck? It's crazy talk.
Going back.
Hey, what's up?
Silent. When, slowly. Right when coming back the other times too, so yeah.
Advancing.
We're back. Go for it. Talk whenever.
We're back. Boom.
Yeah.
Okay, fixed.
Sure. Plugged it into a completely totally different hub. If this is not, doesn't fix it, then I actually do think it was Windows update this morning. I've been blaming myself, but all right. So
we're totally good.
Continue. Your tweet, go.
Okay. So this tweet 15 hours ago from IGN says, Sucker Punch describes Ghost of Tsushima's samurai combat as, quote, incredibly difficult. A couple blows from the enemy will kill you. But then we also have a post from the Washington Post discussing some quotes from the devs saying that there will be different difficulty levels and that they're very keen on making it accessible for people, that they don't want, quote, quote from the devs, it can't be so hard that you give up within the first 15 minutes. So... it sounds like they're going to have options, at least.
Okay, so what I saw was people were really upset because they thought it said at some point somebody must have saw the IGN one, right? Which I guess is you shouldn't trust IGN, I guess, is what we've learned. But it said, you know, a couple blows is going to kill you, which sounds dirty. I think
it does.
It does. I think I don't want that. I do not want that. Or the difficulty is fine if you can adjust that difficulty. But this is the same thing Manhunter had on the opposite end. Manhunter was too easy. So I just want a game that gives people the Surge, Star Wars, Sekiro, Dark Souls, fiction, deep narrative, unique, mysterious worlds without like requiring this incredibly difficult thing. An incredibly difficult gameplay. That's what I'm
thinking. How do you feel about one-shots in general? And again, this sounds a little off, but, you know, stay with me on this. Like, single-hit deaths.
Yeah.
Can that... Because I think thematically it can work. If it's a blade and it hits you full-on, right? That's a wrap.
It is a wrap if that is returned upon you as well, but it is not.
Yeah.
So I am... What I'm tired of is games where... And this definitely occurs in Dark Souls, Sekiro, all this stuff, where you can chop a guy
a
thousand times.
Yeah.
And he's fine.
I'm so done with that shit.
Right. But then you get, like, stabbed and you're just dead. Yeah. And, you know, so what I'm saying is, what I would like is, we all talk about these games, but guys, there's a good contingent of people who can't talk about these. And so... Okay, so think about it this way. Normally there was genres, and those would remove you from the discussion if you didn't like racing, right? I don't like racing. Okay, well, then you're not in this discussion. Then it became, I don't like Gran Turismo racing. You're like, okay. And then you had Forza Horizon come in, and people were able to jump in and maybe do a little bit of both. Or Forza was a little less sim, so maybe people were able to do both. What's going on with these kind of games is there really is no game like this that people can jump in and get in a discussion with us, right? Star Wars is close. I think Star Wars is pretty close, right? I think we can all... Star Wars is probably...
Yeah, I would agree with you there.
Middling difficulty. Yeah. So, but I want to have this discussion with people, man. I want to be able to discuss this with people and discuss this fucking amazing...
I mean, I think a way to
fiction.
Sort of go with that would be... Where you still make it so that enemies can kill you easily, but then you make like the parrying window really, really generous.
Right.
On the lower difficulties.
Exactly.
Right?
Balance.
So that there's a more generous timing window for you to hit the parry and insta-kill the enemy when they attack you.
Yeah.
Like that could be a way to balance it out, I think.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think there's two things. One is the balance aspect, like how many hits it takes you to kill a basic dude versus how many hits it takes them. For me, that's a massive problem in Sekiro because basic dudes, you know, you have to whack at them for a while and they'll just murder you. That makes no sense to me. But then what I like is options. I love it when a game gives you like a glass cannon mode where it's like you're going to be killing guys very quickly, but you're also going to die quickly. And that, you know, that's cool. You have the option there.
Mm-hmm.
Or as Silver says, maybe you can choose like an easier experience by being able to parry stuff easier, which Star Wars had and worked out great as an option for difficulty.
Yeah,
so I think that's the kind of thing I like.
If we have some balance, that's great. Andy was saying, can't we have difficulty settings? That's actually exactly the discussion. Is that the idea was that there wasn't going to be one and it was going to be super difficult. So people were freaking out saying, can we get a game that either has difficulty settings or isn't freakishly difficult so people can jump in? We can all have the discussion about these unique, like, moments in games. Because, guys, these are big, man. I mean, we're getting to the point now to where it's like every game is like, this is a Dark Souls version of fucking Sharks. This is Dark Souls version of Clouds. This is Dark Souls version of racing. And it's like everything's that. But so that means, I mean, how many times have you seen that and literally noped out, even if you're good at those games? I can tell you right now, review companies will be like, hey, man, you want to see this game? And they'll fucking say, this is the Dark Souls of twin stick shooter RPG click point and click games or whatever. And I'm like, fuck you. Not even thinking about playing that because I don't want that right now. So if these companies can meet people... And I don't mean make it super easy. I mean, have like some balance.
Yeah.
or the occasional game with difficulty levels, then yeah, it'd be great. Just so that we can all jump in and some of these people can play. And my audio died. My audio died. Can you believe this shit? I apologize, everybody. We're going to call it here. These guys can't even talk. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to sell it for you guys. Go into the Discord. You can watch Reg stream. Silver is streaming. Silver is also streaming on his channel. And you can right click here. No, I'm not going to restart. Well, I'm going to restart, but I have Maddie's podcast. These guys can still hear me. Johnny Plays Live is doing streams of multiple stuff. They can post here. They can hear me, so they can post in chat here as well. I apologize for the technical issues. Not 100% sure what's happening. So this is a shorter podcast, but that helps them out. If you guys get a chance, follow them. Hey, if you get a chance, go to Discord. I have amazing hardware reviews that you can completely trust now, obviously, by looking at how well this hardware works. Listen, wait a minute. My hardware is working. It's Discord. No, I'm just joking. Anyway, thank you, everybody. If you get a chance, check out the Discord. If not, I totally appreciate all of you guys showing up, working through the weird issues that we've had. And that's it. If these guys have anything to say, they can say it in chat because they can't talk. So if you have anything to post, I'm going to leave it open for a second. Johnny may have something. Johnny, what are you going to stream? Why don't you put it in chat? What you're going to stream next. We'll do that. We'll let these guys post away in chat. This is awesome. This is like an IRC. Maybe I should do this from now on. Fuck it. We're just not even going to do a live stream. We're just going to do this. Dark Souls. Okay. There we go. Anyway, that's it for us. Peace out, everybody. Hopefully I get this fixed. Talk to you later.